Last dance and dance with me, come on. I know you wanna be happy. Got some nasty guarantee. And if you wanna follow me, got something good for ya. You'll see.
Hello and welcome to this 14th episode of the Chattanooga Locavore Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Schuster from White Ivy Farm. And this week we have an interview with Jane Malden, the garden coordinator over at the Chattanooga Area Food Bank. Now, Jane and I talk about what the food bank offers to the area, what they do as far as garden teaching, which is a big deal. I didn't actually know that they did this. They pretty much have classes where they'll teach you, and they also offer help for anyone who wants to learn how to garden successfully and sustainably. That's the big thing, is sustainability. They have a rain garden. They teach you how to capture rain and how to allocate it in your garden effectively and sustainably. So, I mean, this plus the regular things that the food bank does. I mean, they feed 20,000 people in the area. I think 20 counties, she said, in the Chattanooga area. So it's a big deal. It's a very worthy cause, and I'm glad to have talked to her. So let's go ahead and play that interview. All right, I am back here with Jane Malden, the garden coordinator at the Chattanooga Area Food Bank. How are you doing, Jane?
Doing good. Thanks for having me.
Now, I'm happy to have you on the show today. Thank you for coming on. It was it's really great to have you on the show because, you know, the Chattanooga Area Food Bank, I think, it's one of those things that a lot of us maybe don't know exactly what goes on. You know, you hear about it on the radio, you hear about it on TV,
right.
And I think a lot of people have a perception that maybe it's just somewhere that accepts canned foods, things like that, like, you know, kind of a donation center. But
right.
It's much, much more than that, and there are programs set up, and there's actually a teaching garden that's
right.
set up there too. So do you want to tell us all a little bit about, just, I guess we'll start off with the food bank itself. Can you tell us a little bit about what the Chattanooga Area Food Bank is all about?
Well, sure. We were, of course, a hunger relief agency, and we're a 501c3 nonprofit. We work with close to 400 agencies that are hunger relief agencies, a lot of churches, and our service area is actually 20 counties, so it extends far beyond Hamilton. We are in 20 counties in East Tennessee and Northwest Georgia, and have a lot of programs that center on not just feeding the hungry, but a lot of senior feeding programs and children's programs. And, of course, our garden program focuses mostly on self-help, helping people learn to grow their own food. We feed about 20,000 people a week and distribute in the neighborhood of 9 to 10 million pounds a year of food in our service area.
Wow, that's quite a bit. So
right.
It's not, and it's good to hear that it's not just about handing out. It's about teaching, and
right.
it's like the parable. You know, when you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. You teach him to fish, and you feed him for a lifetime.
Exactly.
It makes a lot of sense that way.
Right.
So this this new promotion, is it farm to table?
Farm to family.
Farm
yes,
to family.
I'm sorry. It's a new initiative. In fact, it's part of the food bank's new strategic plan. We just finished that, and basically what we committed to doing is over the next 5 years, increasing the food that we procure and distribute in our service area by 45%, in addition to improving the nutritional quality of what we distribute. And so farm to family is really central to that goal, and just recognizing that a lot of the food insecure folks in our communities often have the hardest time affording and accessing fresh, healthy produce, often because of where they live or lack of transportation. A lot of the folks we serve are in rural areas. For instance, Sequatchie County, it's where my parents live. They are technically in a food desert because they don't have a grocery store within a mile driving distance from them. So we do service a lot of folks out in the rural communities. It's not just urban areas. And so we recognize that they often have a they struggle with diet-related diseases at a higher rate, the food insecure does, at a higher rate than the general population, things like diabetes and hypertension, heart disease. And so we feel like it's our responsibility to give them healthy food. And farm to family is basically we're reaching out to local farmers and growers, and in several ways. We're going to set up at local farmers markets and give customers an opportunity to buy extra when they're at the market from the farmer, and that helps the farmer help us. It's the best food you can possibly get is locally grown food. And we're also going to work with farmers. We're buying their seconds. This is food that's absolutely, you know, good. It's nutritional. There's really nothing wrong. It might just have some cosmetic problems, a bruise or a blemish. And we're offering to basically kind of cover the costs of that produce. Produce often they have to throw away anyway because they don't have a market for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sounds like a great idea because it's like you said, it's perishable food. And a lot of times, you know, the farmers will pick this food the day of or even the night before for mm-hmm. these farmers markets. So you're actually reimbursing these farmers to take that food over if they don't sell it at the market, is what you're saying, right?
Right. They can actually sell what they've brought to the market to folks. You know, customers can buy extra. But then we will also work with them to buy for us to purchase, for the food bank to purchase their seconds as well. Things that they wouldn't normally take to the market because, well, you know, we're a grocery store nation. We like everything pretty. And,
yeah.
You know, you're not going to take bruised apples or, you know, misshapen fruit to the market, but we're offering to cover some costs to be able to give the farmers a place to sell that and not take a total loss on it. So we're really excited about that.
Yeah, it sounds like a great idea. Now, also, like I mentioned earlier about the mm-hmm. garden, the teaching garden there, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, I work really closely with the Hamilton County Master Gardeners and the Hamilton County Agricultural Extension Agent. And so several years back, my boss asked that we put in a garden to basically grow produce for the food bank. To give out with our food boxes. And because I work closely with this group whose mission is education and outreach, and that's really the emphasis of our garden program is education, teaching people how to grow and helping them, giving them the tools and knowledge to grow their own food. So we decided to kind of expand the garden, and we have an open-air pavilion and a greenhouse where we propagate a lot of the food that we plant out in the garden. We even do some classes on apple tree grafting and fig and grapevine propagation. So herbs, a lot of different edibles. People can come and learn by just working. They can come and just show up at the garden, and we'll put them to work helping in the garden, working in the greenhouse, so they can, it's a hands-on learning environment. But we also do some classes, too, on things like rain barrels and composting and seed propagation, even some preserving classes. So once you're growing all this wonderful stuff, well, okay, how can I preserve it and make the most of what I've grown?
Wow, that sounds... Sounds like something I might want to go take, take myself.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? You said that you can work there.
Mm-hmm.
Is it also is there a charge?
No. Usually if we have a class, if you're taking something away, like an apple tree grafting class, There's usually a small fee to cover the costs of the materials. The rain barrel classes, you're taking away a rain barrel, so there's a small fee. But we're mainly educational. We're not trying to make money off of our classes. Pretty much cover our costs. Coming out to work, absolutely no cost. We'll put you to work and teach you all we can, and you help us grow our food. Another thing that we've done over the years, as well as part of our outreach program, is to work with home gardeners and community gardens, helping them build raised beds and sharing seeds and seedlings with them. And this year, we're, as part of our Farm to Family initiative, trying to get that local produce in. Well, there's lots of home gardeners and community gardens that at times are overwhelmed with produce and don't know what to do with it, and they can bring that here and donate to us. This year we're sharing seeds and seedlings with folks who will grow part of their garden for us.
Oh, great. Sounds like a good deal. Mm-hmm. Now, how much of the food grown at this garden, the teaching garden, how much of it mm-hmm. is actually used for the 20,000 people that are fed?
Well, it is, we grow about 2,000 pounds a year at our teaching garden. So that's a really tiny percentage of what we distribute. However, we help a whole lot of gardens in the area with seeds and seedlings and advising them, helping them. A lot of folks that start these gardens, they're new to it. So we offer classes and mentoring to help them. So this year we are attempting to gather some data on the gardens that we help. So really we can get a better picture of how much produce we really are helping. We're helping grow a lot more produce around the area than we've captured, because 2,000 pounds, that's just what we grow out back in our raised beds. Mm-hmm. However, we do have a goal of gathering and distributing 150,000 pounds this year of locally grown produce, which we will probably exceed. So that is, we are hoping that as time goes on and Farm to Family catches on and the word gets out, that will become a bigger and bigger percentage of what we share.
Mm-hmm. Now, how popular are these classes? And and when you go and you teach at the gardens themselves, I mean, is there like a waiting list, or are these classes usually full? Is it basically what I'm asking is mm-hmm. is the interest there?
Yeah, and in fact, a lot of times the classes we do, they're not necessarily just classes you show up and take. Oftentimes they're customized. We work with a lot of agencies who are starting gardens themselves. So some of our classes, they're customized for the agency in question. Like we have one agency that's been coming out every 2 to 3 months, and we normally do a garden segment and then a kitchen segment. So for instance, one of our agencies came out in February. We did a class on growing potatoes in a bag. And then we came in. Of course, it was February, and that's when you plant your Irish potatoes generally. So we had a little cooking demonstration on this really good potato soup with winter greens that we'd picked from the garden that day. So they're very popular with our agencies, are really benefiting, and a lot of these folks, they're very receptive. And they try anything. If they got to go out and see it growing in the garden, then they're just very anxious to try it and see what it tastes like. So they're pretty popular. We do a lot with just folks that call us and ask, I need help. You know, can we come and you tell us about composting, or can you come out and help us, tell us where to put our beds? What all do we need to start a garden? So they're very, we get a whole lot of requests for help in different capacities, whether it's sharing seeds or seedlings or doing a class, doing a tour. our facility is kind of like a outdoor classroom. We have 23 raised beds. We have a rain garden, which a lot of folks think is a water garden, and it's not. It's actually a conservation. It's a way to help with stormwater and flooding and all the runoff. It's a way to create an area of in your yard to capture that rain and let it percolate down into the soil. And we have an herb spiral, a compost bin, butterfly garden. So we get a lot of requests. People just want to come out and learn just by walking around and us explaining what the different areas of the garden, why are they important, what do they do.
So you also have a garden tour set up, mm-hmm. right? And actually this Saturday is the 26th yes. annual garden tour.
Yes, this weekend, it's Saturday and Sunday, and we feature four private gardens usually, a public garden, and then the food bank garden is always on it. So, yeah, this is our 26th annual garden tour. It's one of the longest running events the food bank has done. So it's pretty popular.
Now, is that just a way for people who want to start a garden, they can check out what other people are doing with gardens? Is it mm-hmm. it looks like it's going around, pretty much around from Signal Mountain, Oodawas, Chattanooga, going mm-hmm. around the city and just checking out these gardens, right?
That's right. It's self-guided, so you can go on our website, chatfoodbank.org, and you can download the brochure. It's got a map and descriptions of the gardens. And usually most of these gardens, they're ornamental, but they often do feature vegetable gardens as well. So it's mostly the homes, the gardens that are on it are usually the homeowner has done most of the work themselves, so it's kind of a labor of love. And you get lots of ideas on things you can do, whether you have a shade garden or a big sunny garden or big rambling garden, small. So that's what's neat. Every year there's a lot of variety. You can see woodland gardens. You can see a big vegetable garden. It varies from year to year. And it raises money for my garden program. $15
okay.
ticket.
Yeah.
And you have 2 days. You have 2 days to check everything out. And this year is really exciting because we have the Tennessee Valley, let me get this straight. It's the Tennessee Valley chapter of the Wild Ones, and that's a native plant society. And they will have five different varieties of milkweed, which is the only food source in this area for the monarchs and the monarch butterflies, which are a little bit threatened right now. So so they will be down here. The Friends of the Cumberland Trail will also be here with some rescued native plants. A lot of woodland garden plants. So, and that they will be here set up in our pavilion selling.
Now, if someone wants to volunteer at the food bank and uh-huh. help out with this, what can they do?
They can give us a call at 622-1800. They can, now if they just want to volunteer in general at the food bank, Jonathan Evans handles our volunteers. If they're interested in the garden in particular, they can ask for Jane, the gardener. And you don't have to be a master gardener. They're wonderful and they're great teachers, but anybody can come and help out in the garden.
Great. That sounds like a good idea. I think a lot of people, especially people who listen to this podcast, they probably, mm-hmm. They're interested in the local food movement itself. But
right.
Many people maybe don't know how to get started. So I think that it sounds like a really wonderful place to get started and to learn.
Yeah, it is. We, because you come and it's raised beds. We always try to keep it nice and neat. And really, we just try to inspire people to want to grow food. We want to make it look fun and easy and enjoyable, and growing food, and food is beautiful too. I mean, it is just as pretty as any ornamental garden you'll see.
I agree.
Yeah. So that's our objective, is to try to convince people that they just really want to grow food.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I love it. I love the idea. I love all the information that the food bank offers. I think that between the different classes and the the initiatives and the programs that are set up, I mean, I just hope that mainly, you know, with this interview, we can open up the eyes of a lot of people who, like I said earlier, who may have thought that this is, you know, that weren't really aware that this is all that the Chattanooga Area Food Bank does. So, so yeah, I hope that we can at least get that word out.
Right. We, and that's another exciting thing about the garden program, working with the master gardeners, even the water quality, Chattanooga Water Quality Department, they're the ones that approached us a few years ago about rain barrel workshops. So we really try to tie in gardening to the other important things about being good stewards and managing resources wisely. So we have a huge cistern that collects water off of our pavilion to irrigate our beds with. We have a porous pavement sidewalk, and of course the rain garden is huge. It can cut pollution from rainwater runoff by 30% if more people put in rain gardens. So we really try to tie in how the garden fits not just with growing food, but of taking care, you know, being good stewards of our resources.
That's a great message, I think. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think it's very important. Well, Jane, I want to thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
I learned a lot, and I always I'm always excited on these interviews where I learn a lot because you know, I'm a farmer myself, but there's always more to learn. Always.
Well, come visit us.
Oh yeah, I'm sure I will. It's I'm excited, especially about the rain garden. I think that would be some really valuable information.
Yeah, it's a beautiful rain garden too. We literally put it in a ditch where when we had heavy rains, it would be like a river through there. So it's done a fabulous job of really doing what a rain garden should do. It should stop that water and let it percolate into the ground and let the ground do what it was meant to do, which is to clean and purify before it gets down to the water table. So come out and visit. We would love to have you.
And that's especially important in Chattanooga, where it rains for 3 months straight and then nothing for in the next 3 months.
Yeah, and then you have areas like out in East Brainerd and around Hamilton Place where there's all that pavement and just not enough porous surface for that water to go when we have heavy rains.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
well, I encourage people to check that out. Check out the website. I'll have a link to it in the show notes for today so people can check that out and give you a call. And if they want to volunteer or just take a class or just check out check out the garden and everything.
Yeah.
But again, thank you, Jane, for coming on the show.
Thanks, John. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. I hope you enjoyed that interview with Jane Malden from the Chattanooga Area Food Bank. I want to thank her again for coming on the show. And if you want to contact me, you can do so at show@ChattanoogaLocavore.com. You can also check out our Twitter and Facebook pages, which will both be linked on the show notes today over at ChattanoogaLocavore.com. The theme song for today was Veggie Soup, which is a great name, by Smooth Dialects, which is a Chattanooga band. That was actually recorded live. That version right there was recorded live at Rhythm and Brews in February. Not by me, but I found it on the internet. So there you go. You can check them out as well with the link that I'll provide on the website. So thanks again, everyone, for listening. See you next time.
Thank you guys, we're Smooth Dialects, we love you.